Now, as we offer our love and gratitude and obedience to our beloved Saint Germain, we ask the great cosmic law to enfold us in all the power he needs to bring into the physical octave that which puts an end to mankind's human creation everywhere as quickly as possible. Beloved family of my heart, thank you for your presence here. Thank you for everything you have done in the service of this light. And now may the cosmic onrushing action of the cosmic law ever bless you and enfold you in the great cosmic mantle of the ascended master's power and the ascended master's feeling of your complete control of physical conditions in this world by the violet consuming flame. I hope I may bring to you this afternoon not only our feeling of the power of the violet consuming flame to control conditions and compel perfection to come into manifestation. Not just that. I want to convey to you the feeling, the consciousness, the desire, the awareness of our presence with you as closely as possible whenever you are calling the violet consuming flame in and around yourselves or into conditions of the outer world. Your willingness to send forth your calls for the release of the violet consuming flame brings us closer to you, hour by hour. I want you to have the awareness of this so that when you move into action to call forth the cosmic laws, violet flame release into the outer activities of life, that is always a raising of your own energy, your life stream, into closer association with us. You will feel our presence more powerfully. It will be easier for us to reach you quickly as this continues. But more than that, the more you use the violet consuming flame in outer world conditions, the more you live in our world of immortal purity. Because the moment you call for the violet consuming flame, purifying love to purify outer world conditions, it automatically flows in through and around you because you're a part of the outer world. So you automatically draw its greater action in and around yourselves. And therefore, individually, when you call forth enough violet consuming flame to purify the earth and all upon it, to blaze its purifying love, to blaze its immortal freedom, to blaze its immortal victory over all human creation, I wish you to feel that as you call forth its greater action to bless all life in this world, every life stream that is embodied here will be blessed by the release of that violet consuming flame. Therefore, your own beloved I Am presence and the beloved I Am presence of every life stream in this world will automatically pour back to you its love and gratitude for your assistance to the life of the outer self of any life stream. In addition to that, every time your life stream is willing to call forth by violet consuming flames, purifying love, and sacred fire victory over all in this world. The ascended masters and the cosmic beings automatically pour forth more of its cosmic action in and around your own life stream. And therefore, your power and use of the violet consuming flame ever expands, becomes stronger, releases more manifestation, and is therefore enfolding you in greater victory. You cannot help some other part of life by the use of the violet consuming flames, purifying love, without everything in your own life streams, everything in your beings and worlds being blessed also. If mankind could be awakened and taught the use of this law to call the violet consuming flame into outer world conditions, the struggle could not go on in the physical world when the great cosmic law of the violet consuming flame is the master presence and activity of life of the entire incoming cycle in which the world and all upon it are going to be compelled to live within the sun presence of our violet consuming flame. So those of you who are aware of its presence and are calling it into the physical world naturally will live within its freedom, you will live within its purity, you will live within its mastery long ahead of the rest of mankind. Therefore, I wish to convey to you this afternoon the inevitable blessings which the violet consuming flame is and can pour in and around and to you without any limit whatsoever, because you are calling forth its intensification to purify the rest of the world. Therefore, the power of the incoming cycle connects with you because you are in attunement with that which is the master presence and master control of everything that's going to take place in this world in the centuries ahead. So you step in to the realm of the violet consuming flame ahead of time, because you are calling it into outer physical conditions. Therefore, you are a part of the raising activity of the incoming cycle, because you have this knowledge in the use of it long ahead of the rest of mankind. You could not help but be blessed by calling it forth into all outer physical conditions to manifest the mastery that is the perfection of the incoming golden age. We speak of it as a golden age because it's wholly constructive, but the whole activity is the cycle of the violet consuming flame. Therefore, those of you who are willing to call it in and around everybody and everything, regardless of manifestations around you, you are giving obedience to the law of the incoming cycle. Therefore, you are standing within the outpouring of that violet consuming flame from the great central sun that is intensifying to the earth. And you must of necessity become its greater power. You must of necessity become its mastery over physical manifestation. So your very use of it to purify conditions around you confers its mastery upon you. So it is no idle phrase when you call forth the great central sun's cosmic violet flame, miracle mastery over all in this world. You simply arise into the realm of the incoming perfection that must possess the earth and bring perfection here, because the cosmic law will no longer allow mankind to go on and keep on desecrating what God has created. Therefore, this must come. And you can just as well live in the mastery of the violet consuming flames control of conditions of the outer world as to forget it and then be subject to the outer world's constant turmoil, destruction, and desecration of the blessings life has created. I sometimes want so much to bring manifestations to you all that would astound the world, but that I may not do until a certain proportion of the people of earth want purity enough to be worthy of the manifestation. And you have it today. You have the understanding of it. You have the use of it because you did want purity. You wanted freedom and purity enough to try to understand it, to try to purify yourselves. And until the people of the outer world want purity, the cosmic law does not permit all the blessings which the violet consuming flame is to come in and remove the distress mankind has created in this world. So you are privileged indeed, beloved ones, to live in the realm of the violet consuming flames, purifying love, and its complete mastery over conditions in this world. So please dwell within it. Understand that it is your home. Know that nothing discordant could ever come to you as a result of it. And your very willingness to call forth its purity into the rest of the life of this world and into the physical conditions by which you are surrounded automatically helps you to live in the realm of the violet consuming flame. So I hope you know where your home is. Thank you so much, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please? Just remain so. Now, when the conditions of the outer world disturb you, don't waste an instant. Turn back to your beloved I Am Presence and to us and demand the ascended master's violet flame feeding come in and stand your guard and fold you in our world of violet flame freedom, violet flame mastery, violet flame victory, and violet flame control of everything around you by the power of the great, great silence. You don't have to say a thing, but you can send your love to your presence and to us and just demand everything in your being and world filled with our violet flame feeling of complete control. And you will find physical conditions yielding to your commands. And that is why do not allow yourselves to get into controversy or discord of any kind with conditions of the outer world. Rather, call into those conditions the ascended master's cosmic action are the violet flame silence. The cosmic law's action are the violet flame silence. Call the ascended masters and cosmic beings. Cosmic law's action are the violet flame silence. And let the cosmic law take care of individuals instead of having antagonism, controversy, continual turmoil, and discord between individuals. When you call the ascended master's violet flame feeling into any part of life, it's going to consume what's wrong and allow the higher mental body of each life stream to take its dominion. But when you determine that you're going to live in the ascended master's violet flame realm of life, and that everything in your being and world is going to be filled with the ascended master's violet flame feeling, you will remain at peace. It will be your protection. And the duty of the outer self is for the intellect to remember the cosmic law's release of the violet flame's purifying love into the feeling. If you do not definitely hold possession and control of your own feeling by the sacred fire's violet flame love of your own life streams, if you will not hold that, then discord of the outer world will come in and rule your energy of your own feeling world and will start controversy and antagonism and things that later on become your problems. Now, for the solution of your problems, just experiment with this week and call in, through, and around yourselves the ascended master's violet flame feeling in and around everything in your beings and worlds that is forever the refusal of problems. It is forever the prevention of problems. It is forever the purity of sacred fire love. And that is never a problem. So, beloved ones, we have offered you our ascended master consciousness. Today, I remind you to use our violet flame feeling of our mastery over all in this world. And it's our violet flame feeling that will purify a condition and allow the powers of your beloved I Am presence to pour forth through you whatever controls conditions in the world around you enough to produce perfection there that protects you. You must form the habit of acknowledging the ascended master's violet flame feeling in and around you to keep purified everything in the outer self before it would be safe for you to handle the powers of your own higher mental body in outer world conditions that transcend the conditions that are here now. Your use of the greater powers of your own life must have the atmosphere about you purified in order to hold the protection around you while you use those powers to produce something constructive. And when you do create anything constructive, never fail to demand the immortal prevention of all wrong ever touching it. Then, when you surround everything with the ascended master's violet flame feeling, the ascended master's feeling of violet flame mastery over this world, The ascetic master is violet flame feeling of your security within that violet consuming flame. It will illumine itself to you. It will prove itself to you. It will go into conditions of your being and world and reveal to you many things you need to know, but as yet do not know. And so it is a powerful revealing activity of the great supreme sacred fire love of life. So, blessed ones, I could speak for eternity on the limitless blessings of the universe that automatically just flow into your outer use as you set this habit, build the momentum, demand the protection, and demand the prevention of all wrong. You call for the violet flames prevention of all wrong, the violet flame feeling inside of you of complete control of outer world conditions. And if I were you, I would sometime every day call for the ascended master's violet flame feeling of complete freedom from all doubt and fear. Particularly doubt. Because many times it's your feeling that is uncertain whether your decree is going to be answered. But when you feel yourselves and charge into your affairs, the ascended master's feeling of the violet consuming flame's mastery and therefore control of outer world conditions, the very feeling within you will make you absolutely certain of your victory. I want you to have that violet flame victory. And it only comes through our feeling of violet flame love to you, your use of our violet flame feeling, your use of our violet flame love, which is our life, and our greater life given to you through our feeling of the violet consuming flame is a raising power to all the life in this world, so you can be just as powerful as you want to purify and redeem and raise conditions in the outer world, and therefore you're not at the mercy of destructive forces. I want you to feel our ascended master violet flame mastery over these conditions that otherwise torture you with turmoil. You must take your commanding, controlling power and use it to absolutely settle conditions in the world around you and make them the purity and the harmony and the perfection that is the divine plan fulfilled. And if you don't make them become that, by the ascended master's violet flame feeling and the sacred fire of violet flames love into those conditions, if you do not place it there, it is not there now. And if you don't put it in there, then you'll have to live in what is there. This is to repel, purify, keep out of your being and world anything and everything that's not our mastery and perfection for you now. So you can live in our violet flame, a set of master feeling, our violet flame, a set of master world, our violet flame, a set of master control of physical conditions in this world. And believe me, beloved ones, I want you to have your momentum to do this before it gets any later. Thank you so much. Now, as you go forth into your outer world activities tomorrow, amuse yourselves, if you will, please, by just calling. Whenever you see conditions of the outer world that are wrong, call the cosmic onrush from the great central sun of the ascended masters, violet flame feeling, but just stiffens human feeling and absolutely prevents it doing its damage to human beings. You need this in the atmosphere over your land more than you know. This will not only help you to control conditions and therefore have greater success, but this has very definite effect upon the powers of nature and the forces of the elements. And don't forget, you have the powers of nature. You have the forces of the elements within yourselves. And if you will bless them with the Ascended Master's feeling of the violet consuming flame's mastery, my dear ones, that is the gift of love, and the violet consuming flame's purifying love will fill you with that feeling of your complete control of physical conditions. And I want that for you because you need it. If you will accept this momentum which I'm offering today, when you call forth our feeling, our Ascended Master feeling of violet flame, purifying love, the violet consuming flames, mastery over all in this world, you are calling forth our full momentum in our whole octave. You're calling forth the mass pressure of all the energy in the Ascended Master's octave. And it's just like a funnel. And as it pours forth its concentration of our feeling of the violet consuming flames, control of everything in manifestation, as that feeling fills you, you too will exert the same mastery and control of conditions in this world that we exert. And I assure you, there isn't anything in this world that is master of us. Not at all. All the powers of nature, the forces of the elements put together, can't connect with us or impose any discord upon us for any reason whatsoever. So if you want safety, if you want protection, if you want mastery over conditions, then fill everything in your beings and worlds with the Ascended Master's feeling of the violet consuming flame's mastery over everything. And as you spread that over everything, it will control everything. And as you give it, you must become its greater wave of power. Every time you send it out, every time you call it from our octave, everything in your world becomes charged more powerfully with it. So I offer it to you as the gift of my heart's love, which through the centuries has offered it to life, age after age after age. Because the cosmic law has made me the master presence of it. So should you care to call into yourselves and into the conditions around you my Ascended Master feeling of the violet consuming flame's mastery, I will make you feel it. And then when you call for my violet flame miracle mantle of violet flame mastery, it will be a very tangible garment about you that will control conditions around you. So the gift I give is eternal. Its mastery is complete, and its presence is invincible. Often stop a moment and ask your beloved I Am presence in us to fill you with and charge you with the presence of our feeling, the presence of our violet flame control of everything. And keep acknowledging our violet flame victory, first of all in yourselves and then into conditions, and you will find it perfectly easy to hold the harmony, to keep your invincible protection, and to move forward where you are master of circumstance, and the turmoil of the outer world will recede and be consumed, and wherever you go, you will be a blessing to all that lives. And one more thing, as you draw this in and around yourselves and call forth the Ascended Master's concentration of the Ascended Master feeding and violet flame power of the great, great silence, as that feeding comes in and around you and holds its dominion, it will make it impossible for anybody to quarrel with you or create discord and impose it upon you. When you use the power of the violet flame silence to come in and around you, it will silence the human and dissolve and consume it, so the discordant conditions of the outer world have nothing with which to connect with you. This has many, many, many blessings. And all I can do is to offer them to you, describe them to you, but you must use them. I can't use them for you. I can enfold you in them, but if you do not make them a part of your own life stream by your use of them, they remain forever in the Ascended Master's octave. So, blessed ones, I give you a priceless gift for your nation, and if you are interested and purifying the activities of your land and your government, call the Ascended Masters. Violet flame feeding into all conferences. The cosmic violet flames concentration into everybody and everything that has anything to do with that which affects your people, either in this government or any other. And this is a marvelous service you can render and will give us greater opportunity to bring into our physical conditions that which will stem the tide of the onrushing destruction that is intended against you. So this is an obligation you owe yourselves for your protection, and you owe the nation because you abide within it. And in blessing this nation, the world itself must be blessed accordingly. So go forward and remember my miracle mantle of the violet consuming flames, feeding and mastery over all in this world is a very real, tangible concentration of the violet consuming flame, and can one day be lowered into the substance from our octave to enfold you, sometimes in a moment, would be your invincible protection. So I offer it for your use. My love is ever ready to serve you. And may you call our Ascended Masters, violet flame feeling in and around you so continuously that no other feeling can reach you. And you will be invincible against the discord of the outer world. And if you were to call the angels of the violet consuming flame to move into outer physical conditions, whatever cosmic, overwhelming concentration is needed to prevent destructive forces from expanding or gaining any power over people in the outer world, it will enable an action of the cosmic law to provide in outer world conditions a focus of the power that will expand more quickly to consume the discord already generated within this nation and intended against you, against all within your borders, for deliberate destruction. This is the service you can render your nation, your loved ones, yourselves, and the great cosmic law. And the Ascended Masters are willing at all times to pour to you their feeding are the cosmic violet consuming flames, control of everything in this nation to prevent any more desecration of the life and the blessings that have been placed here. So there are legions of the violet consuming flame ready to assist you. Our feeling of it is ever ready to fill you with our love, and the presence of it, as you call it into our physical conditions, exerts your mastery, and you become the violet flame master over the discord of this world. So I commend you to your victory, and it is immortal freedom. Thank you with all my heart. Beloved Saint Germain, and all the angels of the violet consuming flame, thank you for eternity, for all that your love has done for us. Now fill us with the sun presence of your violet consuming flames, purifying love, and complete mastery over all of this world. And wherever we abide, manifest its victory everywhere for eternity. And we thank you. Brothers of the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all of this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such invincible ascended master feeling and victory of the violet consuming flames of purifying love as complete mastery over all of this world. That wherever we abide, life is set free from human creation everywhere for eternity. And we thank you. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, charge us and clothe us. Whatever you know we require to keep us so filled with the violet consuming flames, purifying love, and the Ascended Master's feeling of that love that compels all else to cease to be. Wherever we abide, and we thank you. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, mighty Saint Germain. And thank you, great presence, the mighty I Am and the Ascended Hosts, for the existence of the violet consuming flame and its purifying love to life. Fill us with the Ascended Master's feeling of its presence and make us manifest its mastery over all in this world wherever we abide. And we thank you. And to the beloved seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kumaras, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels, do we call as never before for your visible, tangible presence with us. Clothe us in the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim. The sevenfold violet consuming flame intensify. Beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one with the sevenfold flame without, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world. Let us move in the world, but not of it. And pouring into its distress enough of the ascended master's feeding of the cosmic violet consuming flames of purifying love, blaze its mastery into and around to those under this radiation, through us to America, through America to the world, and release enough to consume all human creation everywhere as quickly as possible. We thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have and raise it all. To our beloved mighty I Am presence and all the ascended hosts, especially to beloved Saint Germain and all the angels of the violet consuming flame, asking them to accept it, amplified without limit, and charging it with whatever cosmic concentration of the cosmic violet consuming flames or purifying love is needed in our nation and the world. Blaze it in through and around those under this radiation, make us its violet flame mastery, and fill us and keep us filled with the ascended master's feeling of that violet consuming flames, control of all things wherever we abide, everywhere, forever. And to all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to put forth all its blessings to those on this radiation, expand them without limit to the annihilation, of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all this not of the light, and make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, the original divine way, without passing through the change called death, and we thank thee. And now, as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the dispensations, and now all the violet-consuming flames, purifying love, and the ascended master's feeling of that love, feeling of that violet-consuming flame, and feeling of their mastery over all in this world, to blaze into and around and those under this radiation, and possess and control and rule us all till the whole world and all upon it stand ascended and free forever. We thank you.